Hi there, everybody. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders on Facebook. Today we're going to do a talk about the horse training tips and how to correct a horse which is dead to the leg. And I'm sure we've all ridden one or two horses that we feel should be more relaxed and going more forward off of a lesser aid. So my question to you is, do you clash your aids? Now, clashing of aids is when a rider gives their horse a command to go forward, and then the rider inadvertently pulls back on the reins, and this clashing of the aids confuses the horse and can make the horse irritable, flighty, or sluggish to the rider's commands. Now, if you clash your aids, your horse may become dull to your aids, which is usually what happens, because he just doesn't believe you. He doesn't know what you want to do. You've kicked him to go forward, and then you just jerk him in the mouth to stop him. So, how do you correct a horse which is dead to the leg? Sometimes horses get dead to the leg because it is not going forward properly. And this means no matter how hard you squeeze and squeeze, nothing happens. When you put your leg on, it should mean something and be meaningful to your horse. Nobody likes to ride a horse which is dead to the aids. Horses are not naturally trained to move away from the leg. This is part of the trainer's responsibility to teach the horse this. And when you teach this, you should follow the ask, tell, and promise scale of training. Ask your horse nicely, tell your horse, and then finally promise your horse it will go forward. So, step one, ask your horse to go forward from whatever aid you'd like. A slight squeeze of your leg or cluck, and if your horse goes forward calmly and quietly, great. Stop asking him immediately and give him a reward. A verbal cue, a reward such as a verbal cue or a stroke on the neck. This reinforces the memory, which means walk forward and I get left alone and I get a reward. If the slight squeeze or cluck doesn't get the desired response, then go to step two, tell. Step two, tell your horse to go forward. This may be, if you're on a young horse, flapping the elbows, flapping the legs, and note, this is different than kicking the horse's sides. Flapping your legs is like fanning the horse's sides with your legs without really touching the horse's sides. If you squeeze and kick the horse's sides, all you're doing is reinforcing the memory that kicking really doesn't mean anything. As soon as your horse reacts to the flapping, stop flapping and reward the horse. If your horse does not respond, then proceed to the promise. Promise your horse to go forward. Now, when riding a young or green horse, this may take on the form of putting the reins in one hand with the bite of the reins coming out of the top of your hand and flap the reins left and right on the horse's shoulder. Start with small little flaps left and right and escalate until the horse perks up and takes a step. And as soon as the horse takes a step, no matter how small and insignificant as you may think it is, stop flapping and reward the horse. Now, on a young horse, the ask-tell-promise routine may take a while to accomplish and train your horse to be lighter to the aids. It's a method to encourage horses and train them to understand what the squeeze of the legs mean. On a trained horse, this exercise can be performed within 2 to 4 strides. Ask then if the horse is not responding to you. Tell if the horse is not responding. Step three, promise. Don't make a promise you can't keep. And if you want your horse to go forward, then allow it to go forward. Don't ask it to go forward and then jerk it in the mouth if it jumps forward and trots away. Allow the horse to move forward and then bring it back to the walk. If you have any questions about what we did today or what we talked about today, please send me an email. Love to hear from you, or just put it in a comment below. This is Laura Kellen May from Thistle Ridge Stables and Thistle Ridge Skill Builders on Facebook. Bye now.